Kena Upanishad. Introduction. The Kena Upanishad was composed around 500 BCE and is unusual in that in its original form, it is half poem, half prose. A short composition, it initially concerns Brahman, the universal reality, the One, and the nature of Brahman. And then it presents Devas and other gods which emerge from Brahman. Kena Upanishad. The pupil asked, "Sent forth by whom? Impelled by whom does the mind proceed on its errand? At whose command does the first breath go forth? At whose wish do we utter this speech? What power directs the eye or the ear?" The teacher replied, "It is the ear of the ear, the mind of the mind, the speech of the speech, the breath of the breath, and the eye of the eye. Detached from the senses, the wise, on departing from this world, become immortal. The eye does not go thither, nor speech nor mind. We do not know it, we do not understand it. How can anyone teach it? It is other than the known. It is also above the unknown. Thus we have heard from those of old who taught us this. That which is not expressed by speech, but that by which speech is expressed, that alone know as Brahman. That which is not expressed by speech, but that by which speech is expressed, that alone know as Brahman. Not that which people here adore. That which does not think by mind, but that by which, they say, the mind thinks, that alone know as Brahman, not that which people here adore. That which does not see by the eye, but that by which the eyes see, that alone know as Brahman, not that which people here adore. That which does not hear by the ear, but that by which the ear hears, that alone know as Brahman, not that which people here adore. That which does not breathe by life, but that by which life breathes, that alone know as Brahman, not that which people here adore." The teacher said, "If thou thinkest I know it well, then thou knowest surely little. What is it that is thou? What is it that is of the divines? Reflect upon it seriously." "I think it is known," replied the pupil. The teacher said, "I do not think I know it well, nor do I know that I do not know it. He among us who knows it, but he does not know that he does not know it. He by whom it is not thought, since it is beyond thought, by him it is thought. It is not understood by those who understand it. It is understood by those who do not understand it. It is thought to be known as if by self-awakening, and then we obtain immortality indeed. By the self we obtain strength. By knowing we obtain immortality. If a man knows this here, that is the true end of life. If he does not know this here, then there is great loss, new births. The wise who have thought on all things and have realized the self in them become immortal. Brahman once saw to the victory of the Devas. The Devas became elated by the victory and they thought, 'This victory is ours, this greatness is ours.' Brahman noticed this conceit and appeared to them, but they did not know it and said, 'What spirit is this?' They said to Agni, fire, 'O Jatavedas, find out what spirit this is.'" [Footnote: Fire, being the deity of earth, is here described as one who is all-knower here on earth. End of footnote. "Yes," he said. He ran toward it, and Brahman said to him, "Who are you?" he replied. I am Agni. I am Jatavedas. Brahman said, What power is in you? Agni replied, I could burn all whatever there is in the world. Brahman put a straw before him, saying, Burn this. He went towards it with all his might, but he could not burn it. Then he returned to others and said, I could not find out what spirit is this. Then they said to Vayu, Air, O Vayu, find out what spirit is this. Yes, he said. He ran toward it, and Brahman said to him, Who are you? He replied, I am Vayu. I am Matarishvan. Footnote. An epithet of wind. End of footnote. Brahman said, What power is in you? Vayu replied, I could blow off all, whatever there is in the world. Brahman put a straw before him, saying, Blow it off. He went towards it with all his might, but he could not blow it off. Then he returned to the others and said, I could not find out what spirit is this. Then they said to Indra, O Maghavan, footnote, an epithet of Indra, meaning bountiful. End of footnote. Find out what spirit is this. He went towards it, but it disappeared from before him. Then, in the same space, Indra came towards a woman, highly adorned. It was Uma, the daughter of the divine mountain lord. He asked her, Who is that spirit? She replied, It is Brahman. It is through the victory of Brahman that you have become great. Thus he knew that it was Brahman. Therefore these devas, Agni, Vayu and Indra, are, as it were, above the other divines, for they touched by the Brahman nearest. And therefore Indra is, as it were, above all the other divines, for he touched it nearest. He first knew it. This is the instruction about Brahman with regard to meditation. It is that which now flashes forth in the lightning and now vanishes again. And this is the instruction about Brahman with regard to the individual self. It is that toward which the mind seems to move and by it remembers again and again. That Brahman is the indwelling self in every being, and thus it is to be meditated on. All beings seek him who know this. The pupil, Sir, teach me the Upanishad. The teacher, As you have asked me to tell you the Upanishad has now been told to you. We have told you the knowledge of Brahman. The legs on which that knowledge stands are concentration, self-control, and sacrifice. The Vedas are its other limbs. The true is its abode. He who knows this Upanishad and has dispelled sin is firmly established in the infinite, unconquerable world of Brahman, yea, in the world of heaven.